Hello.
Good morning. So they have sent us emails with new CRMs in them. We're still going to be using the regular dashboard where we can see their credits and soul space and stuff like that. But what we're going to be replacing is, excuse me, going to be Sticky.io. Like it'll still be used for the items that were purchased in it where there's multiple payments, but that'll be about it. So if you go into your email and type into the search, the email, here I can paste it for you. If you search that email, I'm going to put it in the chat. It should bring up this email right here and just click this first link. I can't do it because it'll redo my account if you haven't already done this. Have you guys already done this? I mean, I got 84,000. So if you search support at astrologyanswers.com, you should have an email for that. The subject is astrology answers in brackets, login details. It'll have your username at the top and then a link to set your password. Oh, let me share my screen. It'll make it so much easier. Okay, so this is, I just searched, if you can type in support at Astrology Answers, and it should come up if you have anything in there, but there's one, Astrology Answers login details. It'll have whatever your username is right here. And then you would click that link to set your password. I can't do this because it will reset my password. And Tier, do you already have it set up or you have any issues finding it? Okay, give me just a second. I'm going to pull up your screen. All right, I'm going to take your mouse here so I can pull this up, get you into the system. You want to open up your email. Can you go ahead and pull up your email? Because I can't, I'm not going to, that's not my computer. I'm showing, why is it showing me? Let's try this again. It's showing me an old screen that's weird. Showing me like Eagle Mouse. Let me see something. Aha, that's what's going on. All right. I'm going to take the mouse now. Okay, so yeah, you got it. So just, that's my screen. All right. Yeah, you don't have anything, so make sure it's not here. Christ, so slow on my end. Okay, so I'm going to have to grab you for that. Everyone should have gotten this in their email. Shit. I've just got to confirm before I can ask Tiffany's rules. Just a second, I'm going to see if they sent you the Slack. It's going to be mindable. Okay, so there, you can at least set up your Slack, Tira. go through that link and definitely bookmark it because you're going to need it. And we're going to start using Slack versus sending emails over to the Soups distro, unless it's like a weird situation that you don't want to put in Slack. And then Eloise, I'm going to go ahead and pull up your screen and see if I can hunt it down. And if I can't, I can go ahead and... Okay. I'm going to take your mouse real quick. Okay, so you're in the Mindable Slack because it shows that you got new messages from it. Yeah, that's for Charlotte. The company, the whole company is called Mindable. Let's see. Then. You got one. So that's your username. And then just click there. And then just go ahead and set up your password. Oh, it's invalid. Request a new link. Okay, so I'm going to do this real quick. Okay, and there you go. All right, so go through there and set up your password, and then I'll give you the link to access the actual site. You can use that. I just used it and saved it. As long as you save stuff to your browser so that you don't lose it, that's fine. I use their weird password too. I just hit save and then save again. So I don't have to type in every time I want to log in. So you want to just use that, then just hit save password. And then save it in your browser. Yeah. And then go to the login link. And remember me, login. All right. Tara, how long is your shift today? Okay, so I'm going to try to circle back with you on WooCommerce. I need to put in Slack that you need that invite sent. And then once they let me know that they've sent it, I'll grab you. I'm here until 4, and I've already had my lunch, so. I just don't want to go over this without you being able to actually have it to dig around in, because there's some stuff you need to change on the order page. But I will pull you. I've still got to pull a couple more agents too anyway. And I'm putting that thing in Slack, so be on the lookout for that email. All right, I'll talk to you later. Okay. All right, so it's going to be just me and you. Let me update Tiffany real quick and do that in Slack. I've got too much going on all the time. But the only thing this will be replacing is Sticky.io, but we also won't be processing any refunds in the customer service dashboard because it's not connected to this the same way. Oh, not this. This is just me. This is the Slack. I'm just putting this message in here to get Tiara her login. Phil seems to be the IT guy, the guy who's good at the system I'm about to show you. So this is the, I see that you're already in the system. So really we're only going to use one part of that whole thing, which is going to be WooCommerce. So if you go there, you're already there. I've got these, oh, I'm sorry, you're not already there. I'm looking at your screen on my screen on your screen. So you see, if you go to that sidebar, in WooCommerce and then hit orders. And that's what I would bookmark because this is the only spot that we'll use. Well, the orders page, you're on home still. Hit orders over there. Sorry, don't do home. You want to do orders. And so then when there's a customer, we'll still be able to pull by email. So, and we can only be in one order at a time. I want you to pull this customer up because she's got cart flows, which, well, give me just a second, actually. I need to find somebody with multiple things, a big order. Okay. But instead of like in Limelight where each thing is its own order, I don't know. Did they just, it looks like they're changing that. Never mind. Hold on. Time to go back to Slack. Which one is it? There's too many. I think I just went to it from there. Sorry, I just was asked to update you guys on this. I wasn't given much time to prepare. Got too much crap. Okay. Let's see. All right. Instead of having to refund via, okay, so we're going to stop doing that now. Now gain the ability to refund via Stripe or Authorize.net from the upper main order section. It will split these problematic upsets and off into their own. I didn't think it was problematic, but it's whatever. Okay, so actually, forget what I just said about them all being on one order. So really, it's just you're going to find them by their email. So that is not the email that we're going to search. Let's do this one because we can have the same customer up. So it's going to be aira.repo@gmail.com. Oh, you got Gmail. All right. And then since she has multiples, click on the one that doesn't have the lock on it, because that's the one I'm on. So basically the difference now, A, you can note over here. You see where it says order notes? And then if you scroll down a little bit, there you go. You see where it says add note? To the right-hand side. So that's where you'd notate. And then if you scroll up, you see where it says choose an action. If you click that, you can email invoice for order details, resend new order notifications, regenerate download permissions. It's not something we're really going to be worrying about. And then this is processing. Let me see if I can find one that's been processed so I can show you what you would, what a refund would look like. For this order, for this product. So each one is its own order. But, oh, it does. It's just we haven't captured the charge yet, I don't believe. So I don't think just hit refund, see if that gives you any options, because it should just change this item area. Okay, so to refund, you're not going to type in the refund amount. You're just going to go and change the quantity, or if it's a partial refund, you can just do the math and put it where it says total. So go back to my screen if you want to just hit cancel. I'm just going to pull up an order. So if she didn't accept the saves, then I would hit refund. And here it'll give you an up and down arrow. So you just hit up and it'll give you the refund amount there. You can't type anything in here. But then your reason for refund would go here. So it would be something like, you know, decline two saves, provide a refund. But it's still going to be, excuse me, the same, you know, it can't be older than 60 days. We still have to offer at least two saves. And then if they accept the full space, or if they accept, oh goodness, I'm out of breath. If they accept the credits, you can still take the email address. And I don't even need this login page. Take it over to your regular dashboard. And then you can still, you know, add full space. You can still unsubscribe from emails. You can still place orders. You can still view their member section, which I'm not going to mess with because they haven't even set their password. So you can still do most of the things here. You're just not going to refund here. Does that make sense? No, you would just go up, like, go hover over where it says zero under the quantity, like, where it says times one, up there. Like, hover, see how it gives you the up and down arrows? So just hit up, and then it loads it there. We're not going to do it because this person has requested a refund, but always use the button on the right, never use the button on the left. Where it says refund via, it'll either say authorized.net credit card, or it'll say Stripe. So that's how you process it. Right. That, the big one, yes. Yes, or it'll say Stripe. Don't do manually, because if you hover over manually, look what it says. So we'd have to go log into Stripe on the back end or authorize.net on the back end and process it that way, which don't make much sense. So if you have any trouble, you know, if it's not allowing you to do so and you followed this process, at that point you can put the customer's information in Slack. I would put the order number. And if you see right up here where it says Cartflow parent order, so if she's wanting a full refund after you process this, then you can click that order number there. Like click where it says 15582, yeah. And then it can take you to the other order if she wants that one refunded as well. So it's a little bit more easy to use in my opinion than Limelight because notes are right there. Now, if it's something with multiple payments though, this is something that I believe we would still handle in the customer service portal. Because when I've tried to look through the subscriptions section of things, it gets kind of weird. Just a sec. Got too much stuff in here. As per usual. There we go. Oh, there we go. So you would look up that subscription here under subscriptions. Like right under orders. If they have a subscription to something, none of these are subscriptions, right? But if you hit subscriptions, it'll show you some right under orders on the left-hand sidebar. Subscriptions right under orders, yeah. So you would still be able to search them with their email address. And if you hover over the subscription status, you see where it says active. You can suspend or cancel the subscription. Don't do it, but that's how you would handle that. That's pretty simple. So you'll be able to tell if it's going to be a multiple payment item because when you pull up the customer's order, it will be listed like this monthly forecast 19 times 3. So if you see that times, or if they say it's a reoccurring charge or if it's sold space, make sure you go to subscription to check it out. And make sure that it's canceled there, or they'll still continue to be charged. So this is basically it. They just made this huge blog here, but all we'll do is handle the orders and being refunded and handle the subscriptions here. Again, if they need website guidance or if they need their guide regenerated, things of that, we'll do that with the same thing we've been using this whole time. So, and definitely reach out if you have any questions, but it should be pretty simple. The main thing is to definitely use the email address. That way you can see all the orders associated for that person. But again, it will also link you to the other orders that are related to that purchase, like when they purchase stuff at the same, on the same day or at the same time. So, I'm sorry. Well, Tiffany's going to put out PowerPoints, but really just remember to bookmark the site, that WooCommerce is the only part you're going to be using, and under that, orders are where you're going to handle the actual orders that they place, and your their refund subscriptions where you will turn off, you know, the reoccurring payment if they're canceling a subscription or a product that they've split up into more than one payment. So don't let it, like, we don't use anything else in here. We don't use Dashboard. We just use WooCommerce orders and subscriptions. But definitely check Slack, because if they make a change, like they literally just changed how they handle, they used to have all these on one page, but because people were having trouble, I guess, refunding, he's made it into just, you know, separate orders. So, but then if you have an issue, you can definitely put it here. And all right, and I'll let Tiara know. So, do you have any questions? Just know if the purchase was from before like March, and it's one of the multi-payment ones, you may have to, those are going to be finished out in Sticky.io. They're not going to like go over here. So they're not going to make two payments on a transit period guide in Sticky and then have the third payment come through here. So if you can't find it in here, that's when you would want to search Sticky. But again, it'll be phased out once those orders finish processing out, the multiple payment ones. Yeah, I mean, the Sticky is somewhere I would only look if it, you're not finding it in the WooCommerce stuff. And, you know, you can right-click and rename your bookmarks so they're easier to recognize, too. So you got everything down there. The orders is where you'll pull up the customers, and then the tab right under orders on your sidebar is where you would locate subscriptions if they have multiple payments. And Tiffany did say, though, that she is going to send out PowerPoints as well. And those are going to be in the Astro team files on Teams. And of course, if you run into anything, reach out. Post in the team, and you can post in Slack as well. If it's really, if you're just finding anything weird, if a customer's order, you're not able to find like the physical product, but there's a charge or something like this. Anything odd, put in the Slack, but I haven't had any problems using the system. It's pretty, works pretty smoothly with the refunds. I would just notate, because I've been having trouble notating in the regular customer service console a lot, so I would just notate on their order here in WooCommerce. But that's it. I'm going to go ahead and let you get out of here. Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks. Let me get off your screen. There we go. Okay. Have a good one. Bye. my gosh.